Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. We're coming to the end of May, and it's almost symbolic that in this edition we're bringing you an interview with the last Brit being added to the Clan roster for the 2015-16 season. This latest edition is the Well Kent face, and I suppose that can be meant literally when I tell you we're about to speak to Tristan Harper, he of the beard, of course. Tristan is more than just some well-looked-after facial hair, and he's back for a third season with the Clan after agreeing terms for the new campaign. After 116 appearances, 11 goals and 15 assists, Harper is back and becomes the fourth Scot on the roster after Jordan Cowney, Barry McKenzie and Gary Russell. So here is the ninth name on the team for next season, Tristan Harper. Well, hi Tristan, thanks for talking to Clan Radio. Firstly, it's a third season in Glasgow for you. How does it feel to know you've got another year with Brayhead Clan coming up?
Feels great. Obviously, it's a place where I want to be, and looking forward to coming back, obviously, for my third season. I'm just excited to see what the future holds for the Brayhead Clan.
Now, the feeling I get from some of the other guys is that the team is going places, I suppose, literally, if you want to talk about the Champions Hockey League. But is that a feeling you share as well? It's a club very much on the rise?
Yeah, absolutely. That's obviously one of the main reasons I signed back, because it's a growing organisation, and every guy that's joining the squad, they're always wanting to compete. They always want to get some more medals and whatnot, and so it's always good to be a part of a growing club, and it's just something I like to enjoy along the way.
Now, perhaps you can clear up a wee thing for me, a wee rumour. As everyone knows, you're forging a successful career as a male model. Anyone who follows you on social media can see that's something that you quite clearly enjoy doing. Now, the rumour was that you were considering retiring from the sport to pursue a further career in this. Was it true? And, you know, and if so, what's made you decide to come back to ice hockey?
I've played hockey my whole life, and it's pretty much been my backbone ever since I was about 6 years old. So it's not an easy thing to let go. I enjoy it, and it's my love and passion. But again, with the modelling, it's something I enjoy doing. It's exciting, and it's kind of one of those things that it can either do really well, or it can just be a slow month or a slow few months. So hockey is consistent, and I love it, and I don't want to leave it yet. I don't feel like I'm ready to leave, so I'm definitely going to give it another year, and I'll just kind of wing it to see what happens with modelling, but right now our main focus is ice hockey.
Now let's look back on last season for a moment. It was a great ride until the final weeks, and the league push kind of unravelled in those last few weeks. What have you learned about yourself from last season that you can take into next year?
Well, that's a pretty tough question. Obviously, my personal goals are to just work as hard as I can, and the guys that are joining the squad this year, and it's their first time in the EIHL, obviously help them out along the way, and just obviously learn everything I can from the players that I'm playing with and new guys that are joining the squad, and just feed off each other's positivity on and off the ice, and just have fun with it, you know? That's a tough question for me to answer.
You know me, you like to keep me on your toes. Now,
I know.
You're the last of the British players to come on board for next season. What have you made of the signing so far, and how much will new players like Jordan Cowney and Barry McKenzie enhance the team, do you think?
I think it's going to give us a lot more depth, especially since we're going into the CHL. Jordan and Barry, they're good players, and Jordan's going to be a top British player in a few years. I've got a strong belief in that. And Barry, I think he needs to... Last 2 years didn't really work for him, the Dundee Stars, and I think the Brayhead Clan will be a good move for him. So, it'll be great for these guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing how well they do this year with the Clan.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the Champions Hockey League coming up. Since the draw was made and you made the decision to return to Brayhead, have you been working on learning Swedish and German for those trips?
I think I'll get... I know a few words here and there. I think I'll get by with the odd word, thank you and please, whatnot, but not too much, unfortunately.
But just on a serious point, though, I mean, it's a great reason to come back, isn't it? A great motivation to play in these big arenas against these big teams.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting playing against these teams, and obviously it's going to put Brayhead Clan more on the map in the hockey world in Europe, you know, and it's good for all these clubs, you know, because it's great exposure for both parties. So it's just going to be really exciting playing in front of a big crowd, and obviously with the Clan, the Purple Army are going to be going with us too, so that'll be even more special playing in front of them.
Now, I know that players gain loads of experience, not being on the ice, obviously, but learning from every shift, and it's fair to assume that you would have learned a lot from last season's campaign. So what will you get from playing in a big European competition like this one?
Obviously, these teams are playing against, they're really playing against a lot of guys that play in the NHL, or they've retired from the NHL and they've come to Europe. So obviously the experience is going to be there, and it's something that we're going to have to just stay sharp on the ice and make sure I don't make any mistakes, because these guys will capitalize on all these mistakes. So just got to go into it with a positive attitude and be aware that these guys are very experienced and just be prepared for that.
Now, as I talk to you, I've just realised when we did a similar interview last year, I think you were in Las Vegas. I seem to remember there was difficulties in trying to pin you down with time differences and like. So what are you up to this summer and where are you now?
Right now I'm staying in St Andrews and just hanging out with family and friends. I'm off to LA the end of June for a few weeks, and then I'll be back for camp in August, and that's pretty much the only plans I have so far.
And then it's back here and then on to Sweden and Germany in the season ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Good stuff, Tristan. Thanks very much for joining us on Clan Radio.
Thank you, Craig. Have a good day.
You too. And that's Tristan Harper, who becomes signing number 9 for Brayhead Clan for 2015-16. That just about wraps things up for this edition of Clan Radio, but before I go, it's only right to wish Zach Fitzgerald and Joe Myers well as they embark on the next stages of their careers. Fitzy has joined Sheffield Steelers under Paul Thompson, so we can expect to see him in Glasgow next season. Well, Joe's next move is unknown at this stage, but hopefully he'll get himself sorted out soon, so the best of luck to you guys. Also, another pre-season game has been arranged as Brayhead Clan look to defend the Aladdin Cup title this season against the Nottingham Panthers. The one-off game will be played at the National Ice Centre in Nottingham on Sunday the 30th of August with a face-off at 6 o'clock. Ticket information will be made available in due course, so make sure you keep up to date by checking out the website, brayheadclan.com. You can like the official Brayhead Clan Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. On the website, you can also find out how you can obtain a season ticket for 2015-16 as well. So if it's something you are considering, all the information you need is right there for you. Well, that's enough from me, Craig Anderson. So thanks for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. And thank you to Tristan Harper for taking the time to talk to us. Next time, we'll be speaking to the first of the imports who will be donning the purple next year. Until then, enjoy whatever it is you're getting up to, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.